Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemon Hour podcast featuring the Stratford Business Show. In its ninth year, the Stratford Business Show was held on 5th of October this year, and it was an amazing day. Not only did you have seminars and exhibitors, you had loads of different things to do while you were there, and I caught up with loads of cool people which I wanted to tell you about in this podcast. Now, if you haven't been there before, check out the Stratford Art House because it's an amazing venue. And also check out Jonathan Smith's Biz Forums for networking events every month. Now, before we kick off with the main part, we caught up with the new co-director of Networking Memories, Victoria Alcock, to hear how life's treating her. So let's hear from Victoria. Hey, so before we get into the main podcast, I'm going to be having a chat with someone who I've known for about a year or so. Is it about a couple of years now?
A couple of years.
She's had some pretty big news over the last couple of months. So I thought I'd just get her on the podcast just to quickly share with you before we go properly into the Stratford Business Show. So would you mind introducing yourself and tell us what the big news is?
Hello everyone, I'm Victoria Alcock and I'm very proud to say I'm the new co-director of Networking Memories UK.
Brilliant. So when I heard the news I was just wowed. Perfect person for the position. But you're so busy.
I am very, very busy, but that's why I like it. I'm determined, I will make time and I will work at this because I am so passionate about helping small businesses, helping people who think they can run a business to convince them they can. And that is where my passion is, and that is why I will give up my time, I will work, I want to do this.
And you know what, that pretty much sums up my feelings about you, because you do spend time helping businesses, you do spend time helping people and developing. And I saw multiple times today you do that at the business show.
I did. I've thoroughly enjoyed it here today. And it's getting that message across. You don't have to be fantastic at accounts. You don't have to be the most perfect marketeer out there. What you need is a dream, is an idea. And the one thing I work to is you play on your strengths, you outsource your weakness. By thinking that way, anybody can follow their dream and set up your own business.
If you people want to work with you, and I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't after hearing that little speech, because that was absolutely cracking, how could they?
You can find us very easily on Facebook. We have branches all over the country, including new ones in Leicester, Nottingham, and we're relaunching Leamington Spa this weekend. Branches everywhere. Just find us on Facebook, Networking Mummies UK. We can point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Now, the actual Stratford Business Show was held, as I said, at the Stratford Art House, and it started off with a pre-business show breakfast at 8 o'clock, and then the show actually fully kicked off at 9 o'clock, with presentations starting shortly after. Now, you can see little snippets of videos on Twitter, and there was 6 of them during the day about loads of different topics. Now, near the end of the day, I went round and I spoke to different exhibitors about how, you know, basically about their businesses, what they did, what they enjoyed. And here is part one of me going around and literally just pouncing on people and finding a little bit more about their business. So let's take it away with people from part one. Hello everyone. So we are at the Stratford Business Show today. It's in the last 45 minutes. So it's time to really go around and have a chat with some of the people who are here to see how they felt, the show's gone for them, what their business does, and also how you can find out more information. So let's go into the room and let's have a chat with a few really cool people. So the Stratford Business Show has been going on for a few years now. It's been well attended today with over 80 exhibitors, plus also loads of people to do loads of really cool items and win. Now, I'm just going to disturb someone on one of their stalls. Hey, now we're going to be just recording a small podcast, and I don't know if you wanted to be part of it.
I can be, yes.
Yeah, no. So tell us a little bit about your business and... Yeah, tell us a little bit about your business.
So we're Unitemps. Cool. We are a recruitment solution that are owned by the University of Warwick. We've been going for 20 years this year, and we had a nice big birthday bash to do with that.
Nice.
And we're looking to help our students and graduates get into jobs in and around the local area to try and keep talent local.
Nice. So what kind of professions do you typically provide services for?
We look for IT, we look for hospitality, administration, solicitors, all sorts of different areas.
Yeah.
I think we offer temporary, part-time, full-time and permanent positions, so if there's anything that you need, feel free to give us a call.
Brilliant. And how could they get in contact with you if they want to find out? Have you got a website?
So the best thing is to go on to www.unitemps.com. We are based at University of Warwick, but we've got branches all across the areas and in Leamington and Birmingham as well.
Yeah.
And then we've franchised that across the country, so even if you're not in the Midlands area, there might be a Unitemps near you.
Cracking. Thank you very much, and sorry to pounce on you.
Always.
Cheers. Okay, now we're going to break into this little cool group here because we're recording a podcast for the business show. So we're on Pink Connect stand, and
we've got wine.
They've got wine. This is only going on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, loads of all cool stuff. You've got wine. So tell us a little bit about Pink Connect and about how you help people.
So what we do is we save people money on their telephone bills,
yep.
And we connect them in a way that's intelligent, that enables all of them to contact their clients and their clients to contact them in a uniform manner.
Nice. And you've got a really funky screen that I'm looking at. The viewers can't see that, but basically, if you imagine a picture of the world on a map, you've got some green and... It just looks like a laser battle, basically, going on. That's the only way I can describe it. Tell us a little bit about it.
So what this is telling you about the cyber attacks that are taking place around the world today. It's monitored by a company called Norse. This is a fraction of actually what's going on. And these are a combination of DDoS attacks, which is denial of service, when people are sending messages to computers, killing them with the amount of information, mm-hmm. and various other nastiness that's going on in the world.
Wow. To be fair, I've been looking at this most of the day. It's actually quite scary to see how much is going on. You don't really appreciate it, don't understand, don't see.
You should see it on Christmas Day.
Really?
When, for instance, they'll try and take down the PlayStations that have been delivered. And it's just a massive colour.
Wow. So, knowing all that, how can you help people and how can they find out more information about you?
So what Pink Connect do, first of all, they can contact us or see us on the webpage, but what Pink Connect also do is look at cybersecurity. We were hacked ourselves in 2007, so we've developed a suite of products and services for the SME middle-sized businesses to protect them at an affordable cost.
Nice. And if they wanted to find out more information... how could they? Is it a website?
Go on the webpage, yeah, or give us a call. Is the best bet. And
cool. Have you got a website address that you can?
We have indeed.
Lovely.
Website address is www.pinkconnect.com.
Perfect. So check it out on there. Cheers for your time.
Thank you.
See you in a bit. Right. Let's see how else we can disturb. Right. Let's go over to the Shakespeare's Birthplace Trust.
Hello.
So we're recording a podcast for the Stratford Business Show today. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found it and a little bit about yourself? Completely pounced, no preparation. Love it.
It's great. Yeah, it's been really interesting. It's been great to meet lots of different people and kind of see what's going on in the community. It's
cool.
Been really good.
That's fine. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
We are Shakespeare Birthplace Trust, so we look after the five properties associated with Shakespeare in Stratford. So we have Mary Arden's Farm, Anne Hathaway's Cottage, Shakespeare's New Place, Horsecroft, and of course the birthplace on Henley Street.
Brilliant. Okay, so I'm guessing you've got loads of different events coming up on those in all those different locations.
Yeah, this weekend on the 7th we have Henley Street Fun Palaces, which is a really, really big, good celebration of arts and science in the local community. We've got loads of free stalls, the RSC are going to be there, we're going to be there obviously because we're kind of running it. Yeah, it'll be a really good free day out for everyone.
Lovely job. And if they wanted to find out more information about what you do, have you got a website they can check out?
Yeah, our website is www.shakespeare.org.uk, or for any additional information, it's info@shakespeare.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
Cheers. So let's see who else we can talk about. Okay, let's go to young people first. So we're recording the podcast. to date for the Stratford Business Show. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you can help people.
Hi, we're Young People First, formerly known as Warwickshire Association of Youth Clubs, and we offer youth services all across Warwickshire, Coventry, Solihull. So we run different projects. We work with young people who've got mental health issues, we work with young people who are possibly NEETs, and young people who are leaving care. So we offer a lot of support, holistic mentoring, one-to-one support, and youth groups as well. So that's sort of what we do in a nutshell, but we're a charity, so we're always looking for corporate help, so patrons who want to become part of our patron scheme, companies, individuals who want to do our adventure challenges, which means doing a tandem skydive or a wolf run on behalf of us. So yeah, we've got lots of things going on, and we've had a really great day here today at Stratford Business Show.
Brilliant. And if they want to find out more information about what you do, how could they?
We are on Twitter, YPF. We are also on Facebook, Young People First, and our phone number is 01926 450156. So brilliant. Please give us a call.
Absolutely cracking. Thank you very much for your help. Cheers. So, you've heard three different businesses, really cool ideas.
Really cool.
Really cool ideas. Now, we're recording a podcast, and as you've just disturbed, I'm going to have a chat with you. So tell us a little bit about your business and about your community projects and what you do.
From a local charity, so we're not a business. We are Gaga UK, and we support projects in Africa, but we're based locally. So we're very lucky to have business support from Big Red Recruitment, who give us our office for free, as well as Citadel Risk, who are a London-based insurance business.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
So GAGA stands for Goodwill and Growth for Africa. So we support health and education projects, mainly in South Africa, but elsewhere as well. So it's supporting children and their caregivers and parents who are affected by HIV and AIDS and poverty as well.
Okay, cool. And if people wanted to find out more information, how could they?
They could head to our website, which is www.gaga-uk.org. Or find us on Facebook at Gaga UK.
Lovely job. Thank you very, very much. Cheers. Sally! Now, we're just making a little podcast for the Stratford Business Show.
Okay.
And you had an absolutely corking speech earlier on in the seminar
room. Thank you.
How's it been today?
Been fantastic. Met lots of new people. It's our first time exhibiting in Stratford, so it's been a very warm welcome. And lots of familiar faces as well. So, opening different doors.
Lovely. So for the people who don't know what you do, tell us a little bit about your business and how you can help people.
So our business is called Career Mums, and we help mums return to work after a career break, and dads as well, not forgetting the dads. And we also work with employers to help them to engage better with working parents and to develop more senior female leaders.
Brilliant. And if people want to find out more information about what you do, how could they? Have you got a website? Are you on social media?
Website is career-mums.co.uk.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter at Sally Dillon or at career-mums. And you could also find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Sally.
Thank you.
Take care. It's cool. So again, really cool businesses, really, really good, really good community projects available in and around the area. And it's surprising who you actually bump into when you go around to it. Now, let's carry on talking around and let's go to Grenfell James Associates and let's have a little chat with two people who are running away from me. Now, we're just making a really small mini podcast.
Okay.
So you can tell people a little bit about what you do and about how you can help people.
Over to you, Ryan.
No, Sarah, you can handle this one.
Okay. Now, I've told them they should redo a video or a podcast because they're just so funny. You should be here. So yeah, tell us about your business.
Okay, what do you want to know?
So first of all,
what do we do? We're accountants and business advisors based in Stratford up on Timothy's Bridge Road. We work with small, medium-sized enterprises, hopefully people who are a bit similar to us, proactive, forward-thinking, use technology. But basically we can help with any area of accountancy. We also have amazing tax advisors. We've got a tax director who knows more than anybody knows about tax, and brilliant client managers who we match to our clients so that they work well together.
That's quite cool, you match them, so actually you get the best.
Well, the whole thing is we get to know our clients, so it's not just year-end accounts and stuff. We like to work with our clients, not for our clients.
I like that. And if people want to find out more information in terms of websites and social media, How could they?
Just Google gjassociates.co.uk or our inquiries at gjassociates.co.uk for any questions, and we'll get somebody to answer them.
Lovely job. Thank you very much. See you later. So let's carry on walking around. Okay, so there's loads of other things happening around here. So you've got Shakespeare's Hospice, which is just, their store's been packed all day. You have El Greco Restaurant, Cafe and Bar, which we'll have a chat with later on if we can. But again, they've been mega, mega busy. There's just so much stuff around. There's Ashley.
Sorry about that.
If you're free, we're recording the podcast now. If that's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all good. So tell us a little bit about El Greco and about how it was set up.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not the best person to speak to. It's Flair, really, that ought to do that, because she's the owner.
Okay.
She could really tell you, basically, you know,
We'll come back when she's not doing it. Perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. No worries. So we'll come back and speak to Flair in a second. We will. And yeah, let's go over here. So, hey, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just making a podcast for Jonathan for the Stratford Business Show. So, can you tell us a little bit about the Coventry and Warwickshire Business Festival?
Right.
Because I heard about this yesterday, and it's pretty, pretty cool.
Okay, so to tell you about the Coventry and Warwickshire Business Festival, I'll look at the thing so that I then don't end up telling you the wrong information. So, okay, so basically it's a business festival that across the whole of Coventry and Warwickshire. It runs from the 20th of November through to the 1st of December. Effectively, there will be in over 100 different events going on across the across those days, across the whole of the region, from north to south. And yeah, people, just trying to encourage people to go online to www.cwbusinessfestival.com to have a look at what events are happening in their area, and to potentially to book and come along. And I think almost all, if not all, the events are free to attend as well.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. There you
go. I'll catch up with you in a bit.
Yeah,
cheers for that. So much cool stuff. And this happens every year. There's a Leamington Business Show that happens on the 23rd of March, which has just been announced. I'm not sure what tickets are available, but it will be available soon. So let's carry on going round and let's see who else we can see. Okay. Hey, now we're just recording a quick podcast for the Stratford Business Show.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get involved with what you
do. Okay, I work with apprentices for Stratford-upon-Avon College. We help young people to find the right employer, and then we offer them a course while they're earning and learning.
Brilliant. And if people wanted to find out more information about Stratford College apprenticeship, how
just
can they?
Give Stratford-upon-Avon College a ring and ask for any member of the apprenticeship team, and we'll tell you all about it.
Lovely. And their telephone number is
01789 266 245.
You gem. Cheers for that. So let's carry on. Okay, and we're going to be talking to a brand new business here. Sorry to disturb. So Jodie, tell us a bit about your new business.
Hello, I'm Jodie from Sip and Swig. So we are a mobile bar company. We've just relaunched and rebranded. So we are doing gin tasting events, cocktail making masterclasses, anything really. We're sourcing new and exciting gins, working with independent businesses. We can do corporate events, open days, Christmas parties, a bit of everything.
Who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
So if people want to find out more information about what you do,
We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Sip and Swig or Sip and Swig Mobile Bars. We've got a website, sipandswig.co.uk, or you can email us on sipandswig@gmail.com.
You gem. Thank you very much. Cheers. Right, I'm going to leave it there for this part, and then we'll come back in next part to speak to really more cool businesses. Now, if you are an event organiser or you want me to cover a launch or a fair, award ceremony, whatever event where you've got loads of people around, give me a shout. I can come over and help you out with social media, as in take photos, videos, create stories on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and or record a podcast for you. Just hook me up on Twitter. My username is @LeamingtonHour, and I'll be able to help you there. My name's Gary Jones, and this is what I do. I help businesses tell their story. I help event organisers relieve the stress of them by taking over the social media just for the day, so they can get on with actually organising and helping the exhibitors or the people who are coming to their event. So if you do need a hand, give me a shout. Now let's get cracking with part two of this brilliant Stratford-upon well, Stratford Penner even, blur, Stratford Business Show podcast with me, Gary Jones. Hey, we're back with part two now. We're still at the business show, and I'm going to be talking to some really cool owners and people who work in different sections that they're really passionate about. So, let's have a chat with a couple of people from The Bout in Alderminster. How are you doing?
How are you doing? My name's Sean.
Sean, nice to meet you. Well, nice to meet you. I've seen you all day. So tell us a little bit about your business and about what you do.
So our business, we're part of the Allscott Company. So our Allscott estate is a 4,000 acre estate owned by Emma Holman West, just outside of Stratford on Avon on the Shipston Road, towards Shipston.
Nice.
So we're a freehold. She picked up the bell as part of her estate there about 10 years ago. And what Emma's really enthusiastic about is like bringing businesses together, working in synergy, and she's really passionate about food, which is kind of why she came across the bell years ago. So a lot of people from the area would know she, when she was young herself, she studied interior design. So the bell kind of offers an old pub, a little surprise when you come in, and then a beautifully redesigned restaurant, private dining, function rooms, beer garden. We also have about 10 acres out the back, so we can do lots of events and lots of different things. And because we're a freehold, it just basically enables us to keep on the cutting edge of food and drink and all that kind of stuff.
Brilliant. So if people want to find out more information about it, because it sounds absolutely spot on, it sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
Have you got a website on social media?
Well, the one for the pub, I would say info@thebellaldalphalimadelta.co.uk, or you can always phone 01789-450-414. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, where else did you find us? And the Allscott website as well, if you just look up allscott.coach.
Nice, so check out the website, email any questions, check out social media.
Fireworks is coming up Friday the 3rd of November.
Boom.
Emma likes to do a big thing for the community. We're looking to have about 1,500 to 2,000 people there, 20-minute fireworks show, so get yourselves down. It's going to be a great night.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Thank you, my
friend. Take care. Now, I've just found one of our speakers. So, Lucy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
She has no idea what we're talking about. We're doing a little podcast for the business show.
Okay, cool.
Well, so, tell us about your business and about how people can get involved.
Okay. So, my business is Hartwell HR. I support local employers with their employees, and I help them employ with confidence.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I just did a session earlier today on HR basics, so making sure that local employers know more than their employees, which isn't always the case.
Brilliant. And if people wanted to find out more information, how could they?
Oh, well, they can look at my website. So I've been developing that this year.
Cool.
That's at hartwellhr.co.uk. And on there, they can find out about my upcoming events, which is part of the Coventry and Warwickshire Business Festival of Business.
Lovely. We just spoke to them, so that's cool.
Brilliant. So I've got a few sessions on Adventure House on Friday, the 24th of November. So one's on HR basics, one's on social media in the workplace, and the others on like a free personal development course.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Lucy.
Brilliant.
And have a good day.
Catch you soon, Gary.
Yes, see you in a bit. So Lucy had no idea we were going to do that, which is so funny. I love to see people's faces when they do that. So let's carry on talking around. Hello. So let's carry on. Right then, so there's a guy who I met a couple of times. I just want to get him on the podcast, if that's all right. Hey, so sorry to cut in. Lawrence, can I borrow you just for a sec?
Yes, of course.
So, we just recorded a podcast for the business show. I just thought I'd come over to see how you've been.
It's been a lovely business show. I've had lots of people come up and asking, inquiring about what I do.
Nice.
So I've enjoyed it. Everybody's friendly. It's kind of small and friendly is how I'd summarise it.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about what you do.
So my name's Lawrence Jones. I'm a photographer, business photography and family photography and short videos. And I'll come into your business place and make it look great.
Lovely. And if people want to find out more information about you and what you do, how could they?
Website, ljonesphotography.co.uk, and for families, kidsnaturally.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Cheers. So let's carry on talking round. Okay, now, it's coming to the end of the day, which is quite cool, but are you free just for a second just to have a quick chat?
Yes, my God.
Lovely. So I am with El Greco, and thank you very much for joining us. I'm just recording the podcast now. So tell us a little bit about El Greco and how, where you are and what you do.
El Greco is a family restaurant based right in the centre of Stratford-upon-Avon in the Market Square, about 100 yards from Shakespeare's birthplace. We are the only Greek restaurant in Stratford. We've been here about 5 years. And we are very busy. We open 7 days a week from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. And a lot of our custom is with locals coming in for lunch, for dinner.
Sorry about that, and we're back.
We're open 10 till 10, 7 days a week. Vast majority of our customers are local people popping in for lunch or dinner. We do a lot of parties, a lot of group bookings, because we can do up to 100 customers at any one time. And we've got a great variety of menu choices, and we can do all dietary requirements. And we think we're very good value for money, and that's why people come back to us again and again.
Brilliant.
And we've been here today launching our Christmas program.
Yeah.
Running throughout November for early bird parties, all of December for Christmas parties, and then all of January for better late than never parties.
I love it.
For all the people who are too busy, too stressed, too exhausted, too broke in December to go out for parties. So we're here been talking about our Christmas options, and three-course meal, $19.95, including music and dancing every night, and they can dance the night away to their heart's content.
Wow, and if they want to find out more information or book something, how could they?
Yeah, just go online, www.elgreco.co.uk.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Now let's move over to Engaging Spaces. Now, we're just making a quick podcast for the show. So tell us a little bit about Engaging Spaces and how you can help people.
Yeah, so we are, Engaging Spaces is basically Airbnb for meeting rooms and event spaces. So essentially, we've not launched yet. We're due to launch towards the end of October into November, but essentially looking for different and interesting, cost-effective rooms, event spaces all across Coventry, Warwickshire and Gloucestershire. And the idea is that people can log into their website, search for a venue, and book direct with that venue. So we're looking for venues that are different, interesting, might be run by a charity, but the idea is to try and bring people who are looking to book a meeting with venues and bring them two together.
Brilliant. And if you want to find out more info, how could they?
Yep, so if you log on, if you go to www.engaging-spaces.co.uk, yep. Information's on there, or follow us on Twitter, which is engaging_spaces.
Thank you very much. Cheers. So let's carry on going around. Now let's have a quick chat. Hello. We're just making a really quick podcast about the Stratford Business Show. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if you wouldn't mind just saying a few words about your lovely community project and business and how you can help people.
So I'm from the Shakespeare Hospice. We're a local charity, one of the major charities in Stratford. We cover all the surrounding areas, but basically the nurses help people with life-limiting illnesses in the area. So we have an incredible fundraising team that raise money for the hospice, because it costs us $2.2 million to keep going. We're the lowest hospice, I believe, still in the UK. So it's we only get 8% funding from the government. So that $2.2 million we have to raise through our fundraising and via our hospice shops as well. You're incredible.
Brilliant. And I would love to say that I've been able to come around and talk to you most of the day, but you've had a constant stream of people in front of you. You've been one of the busiest stands as far as I can see. If people wanted to find out more information, how could they?
Absolutely. So we have a Facebook page, which we keep up to date regularly. In fact, we've always got some kind of article that we're talking about. It might be about one of our patients. Or
I see that we will be having some...
So yeah, our Facebook page, which is, we keep up to date on a regular basis. It's got all of our sort of articles about patients on there. We put on there our fundraising events and our website as well, which is www.shakespearehospice.com or .co.uk, I believe. .co.uk. It's got all of our events on there, and we always get back to people straight away if you've got any questions for us.
Lovely. Thank you very, very much for your help, and cheers.
Thank you.
So I think that's about it. I've had a fantastic day here. People are now packing up, so I'm going to leave them to it. But I hope you all had a really good, enjoyable listen to this podcast, and take care, everyone. And I've just got one sneaky little interview to play you before we finish this podcast off. Just before we go, there was one last person who I wanted to speak to, and that is someone who's told me an amazing stat. I wanted to share that with you. So can you first of all introduce yourself and then introduce your business and then tell us a little bit about that stat?
That one stat that made you want me to...
That's amazing.
I'm Hazel from a company called Soulsea, as in S-O-L-E-S-E-E, looking at the soles of your feet. We provide a foot inspection mirror for people with diabetes to make it easy to check their feet. The reason we do that is because there's a record 160 lower limb amputations in England every single week due to complications with diabetes, foot problems. And 80% of those can actually be prevented. We are desperate for people to check their feet regularly. A daily foot check is absolutely essential to the, so you can actually then find if there's an issue, there's a problem, a change in your foot, you can go and find some help straight away rather than leaving it. Our product's been designed to make it very easy for people who maybe don't have somebody to check their feet every day, who maybe can't get down to see the soles of their feet every day. Very simple, unbreakable. It's acrylic. Easy product to use.
Wow, so 80%.
80%. A Diabetes UK quote that 80% of all amputations are preventable.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy amount, yes.
Yeah. So, I just, when you said it, it was like, what, really?
And especially when you see the real, the 160, it was 140 last year, lower limb amputations due to diabetes. Now it's gone up to 160, so it's not getting any better.
Wow. So how can people find more information about what you're doing? Be more aware of it, really?
Well, I mean, the Diabetes UK website is a very good one to go to as well. Mm-hmm. Our own personal one is soulsea.com. We have information up there about foot checks, about what you should be looking for, how regularly you should be looking, who to go to if you've got an issue as well.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
Now, thank you very much everyone who I spoke to at the Stratford Business Show and also the people who didn't make it onto the podcast. I had an absolutely fantastic day covering social media, so taking pictures, videos and then the interviews at the end of it. Really enjoyed my time there, so thank you very much. And Jonathan, you are a living legend and I appreciate all you've done for Leamington, Stratford and Cheltenham. Cheers. Now, if you did want to get on a podcast, just let me know. My name's Gary Jones and I'm the person behind Leamington Hour. So let me know. You can catch different episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Audioboom and so many more platforms. Take care, everyone. Have a great time.